Good morning, Orville. Today is Tuesday, 24th of January, and right now it's partly cloudy with 21 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is overcast in the morning, then clear. Temperature range should be from low 21 to high 27 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from northeast at 10 to 25 kilometers per hour. Forecast for later on is clear in the evening, then partly cloudy. Moon is new and 1% of it is illuminated. On Thursday, 26th of January at 7:30 at Arca, we will have an unique chance to listen to a worldly musicians Kim Cunio, Heather Lee and Anwar Arbuda, and we had Kim and Kimbo in our studio to talk about it. Good morning, Kimbo.
Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning, Kim.
And good morning, Miriam. Thanks for having us.
You are both excited. What's happening on Thursday?
Oh, we've organized a venue at Arca in Oroville from 7:30 for approximately 1 hour to have a small intimate concert.
Intimate concert, what that means?
It means that we'll have some incredible musicians. We have a visiting guest from Brussels, Anwar Arbuda, who is one of the greatest oud players in the world. The oud is the 11-string fretless guitar from the Arabic world. And Anwar is an amazing performer who's performed all around the world. And he's in India just for 3 days at this time. So we're organising a very quick concert. And also myself and Heather Lee, who are both musicians from the Conservatorium in Australia, are here just for a short while. So we're going to join him for a concert, and then we'll do another concert in a week or so. So it'll be a lot of classical Arabic music and a lot of classical Western music, things like Arabic Makam, Hildegard of Bingen, Cantigas de Santa Maria, things that are not heard very much in India or Oroville. And we will do this concert on Thursday.
Yes.
And then I'll come back and we're going to do another, quite a serious concert on the 1st of February as well, doing some, you know, classical and early music repertoire, you know, stuff we take all around the world. So we'll do a really serious concert later on.
Here in Oroville.
Here in Oroville. Yeah. But for this one, it'll be great because Anwar, Heather and I will prepare this concert on the day of the concert. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to hear what we can do in one day.
We can record, yeah?
Yeah, you can record.
Yeah, absolutely. Record. So it's on the top floor at Arca, between 7:30 and 8:30.
On Thursday.
From Oroville Cyclone Response Team Energy comes an important safety advice in the electrical poles that have been broken during the cyclone and our service connections pole with meters boxes and main switch boxes attached to the pole. In many cases, a new pole has been installed while the old pole is still on the ground next to the new pole with meter boxes and switch boxes still attached to the old pole. In most of these cases, a temporary cable or set of insulated wires has been connected from the top of the new pole to one end of the old pole that is on the ground, and electricity flows through the meters and switches of the old pole to the various buildings connected to it. These are, of course, temporary arrangements and wires are insulated. For the sake of safety, everyone is requested not to interfere with equipment, meter, fuses, switch boxes or broken poles as they may be in use. Please also prevent children from going near to these broken poles. They may be tempted to open switch or meter boxes to see what is inside. Equipment in these boxes may be damaged with exposed live terminals. Stay away from all electricity poles and related equipment even if they seem not to be in use. And now about yesterday's electricity update, which says that yesterday were 9 poles installed at Orogreen Utility Fraternity, including the sports ground area and near Aquadin. In many cases, access was difficult and having a crane with extendable boom turned out to be very useful. Work continued at our orchard for the installation of a new transformer structure. Today, the last 10 poles will be installed. On Friday, 27th of January, in Town Hall, Rajiv Malhotra will present Being Different. Rajiv Malhotra's Being Different is a path-breaking book filled with original insights. It reverses the gaze to look at the West, repositioning Dharmic civilization from being the observed to being the observer. Rajiv's goal is to generate debates on the following propositions. Western claims of universalism are based on its own myth of history as opposed to the multi-civilizational worldview needed today. The historical revelations are foundation of Western religious as opposed to Dharma emphasis on individual self-realization in the body, here and now. The synthetic unity of Western thought and history is in contrast with the integral unity that underpins Dharma's worldview. And the West anxiety over difference and need for order is unlike the Dharmic embrace of the creative role of chaos. And the last proposition is, the common translations of many Sanskrit words are seriously misleading because these words are not translatable for sound and meaning. And on Sunday, 29th of January, at Unity Pavilion between 10 a.m. until noon, we are all invited to the Sacred Circle Dance sponsored by the Marutum Healing Forest. Heather Cook is offering as a gift to Oroville Sacred Circle Dances for Healing. Those were found in many cultures across Europe, and dance helps communities move together as one. Some dances are newly choreographed, while others are traditional. There are no partners or experiences necessary, and everybody is invited to join. The exhibition presence in Savitri Bhavan will continue until 5th of February, and paintings and collages around pieces of the Mother Saris by Jyoti Kher, a book with the same title reproducing these artworks, is available at the exhibition and at the Visitor Center Bookshop. On Saturday, January 28th at 5 p.m. at Saucho Building, Bharat Nivas, Mira Women Group is organizing a workshop about the Mother by Shri Aurobindo and the Sunlit Path. The workshop is led by Mr. Rajagopalan, and the talk will be in Tamil. And interested people are most welcome. At Savitri Bhavan on Monday, 30th of January at 6:30 p.m., we got a chance to see a film, Building Matrimandir Labor of Love, 1971 to 2008. Which is documenting the construction of Matrimandir and how Roger and Jer and others, Aurovillians, ashramites and workers from the villages had been involved. The Matrimandir in its beauty, how it stands now, is a wonderful example of cooperation and service to the divine. On Monday at 8 p.m. at Arca, Anta Jyoti is offering harp meditation and misting poetry with title Like Hafiz, Drink the Wine of the Beloved to the Sound of Harp Strings. The program is cancelled in the case of heavy rain. Future School will begin a new academic year in July 2012. Given the growing number of students in their classes, they request Aurovillians and newcomer students between the ages of 14 to 19 who wish to apply for the upcoming July term to send an email request to thefutureschool@auroville.org by March 2, 2012. They will close the application process after this date. And at Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m., we can see an Italian comedy drama, La Prima Cosa Bella, the first beautiful thing made in Italy in 2010 by director Paolo Wirtz. And tomorrow at 5 p.m., the French Pavilion and Cheer will present Mark Vella. They take advantage of the presence of Mark Vella to show again the wonderful documentary In Praise of the False Note, which was very appreciated in Auroville. And following the film, Mark Vella will talk about his work and answer your questions. And later on, at 8 p.m., we can see L'Orfeo, Monteverdo, the fusion of dance and opera, made in Belgium in 2006 by director Tricia Brown with René Jacobs and with Simon Kinnelsite as Orfeo. Our whole being, soul, mind, sense, heart, will, life, body, must consecrate all its energies to entirely and in such a way that it shall become a fit vehicle for the divine, wrote Shri Aurobindo in the Synthesis of Yoga. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on aurovilleradio.org.